sport in the world. And the Vietnam War being a boondoggle and a farce and just a way to funnel money to these gangs. Where do you want to pick up the story with Kissinger, Nixon, and China?
I really want to talk a little bit about Nixon and how he even got to Congress, because one of the things that you've talked about quite a bit is the Federal Reserve. And there was a congressman who served before Nixon in his district, and his name was Jerry Voorhees. I don't know if you've ever discussed Congressman Voorhees before.
I have heard of him, but no, I haven't discussed him, no.
Well, he was important because he was one of the few congresspeople who really understood the impact that the Federal Reserve would have on the American economy. And he wrote a little book called Out of Debt, Out of Danger, in which he said, it's interesting that people say that borrowing money at and creating debt is sound economics, but printing your own money, which a sovereign nation can do without creating any debt, is bad economics. And so his book is very easy to read. It's called Out of Debt, Out of Danger. But after he wrote that book, of course, he became a problem for the bankers, because the book was very easy to read and it was something that the American people could understand. So he was targeted, and Nixon, who had been in the military and really hadn't lived in California for quite some time, was identified as one of those what I call useful idiots. He was someone who was identified as someone who could be manipulated. And so the bankers put their money behind Nixon, and of course he won. So I think that's a little aside that most people don't know about Nixon, but I think it's a very important point.
Well, and you know, one of the things that Nixon continued to do throughout the late 60s into the 70s was make excuse after excuse why he couldn't just